Death of a Chimney Sweep, A Hamish Macbeth Mystery, by M.C. Beaton, narrated by Graham Malcolm.
To Georgie Askew and Dave Tapping, and to the staff of the beautiful Cavendish Hotel on the Chatsworth Estate, who sheltered us one whole winter's afternoon, although we were not guests, many thanks. Death of a Chimney Sweep. Chapter 1. Golden lads and girls all must, as chimney sweepers, come to dust. William Shakespeare. The village of Drim, in the county of Sutherland at the northwest of Scotland, was rarely visited by outsiders. Not even the most romantic member of the tartan, lunatic fringe of the lowland cities could claim it to be a place of either interest or beauty. It was a small village, situated at the end of the long arm of a sea loch, where towering mountains dropped down sheer into the water, so that the loch looked black and sinister, even on a fine day. It consisted of a huddle of whitewashed cottages and one general store. There had been a murder committed there some time ago, temporarily bringing in the outside world, but since then Drim had settled back into its usual torpor. There was no longer a resident minister, although the church was served every 3 Sundays by a visiting preacher. The old manse stood empty, and no one showed any signs of buying it. Furthermore, it was said to be haunted because the last minister had hanged himself after his wife had run off and left him. The nearest policeman, Police Sergeant Hamish Macbeth, was some miles away across mountain and moorland in the village of Loch Doo, and although Drim was on his beat, he rarely had any reason to visit the place. There was, however, a brief burst of excitement when newcomers...